Are you running on empty? I mean, you've loaded up on coffee, vitamins, probiotics, and essential oils, but still, you are dragging. So often it's a challenge to simply put one foot in front of the other, literally. Well, I'm going to keep it real today and let you in on my most recent life experiences and what God has been showing me through this season of running on empty. For the past 4 to 5 weeks, I have walked through some significant illness and physical struggles. It began with an ovarian cyst that ruptured and landed me in the ER. I've experienced various forms of pain in my life. This was different. For anyone that can relate, you know it often results in a hospital stay and possible surgery. For me, it sidelined me for about 2 weeks. As a mom and wife, you never have time for that. In the moments of deciding to go to the ER, I was actually praying, Jesus, I don't have time for this. But plans change and schedules get readjusted and things stop because you cannot physically do what you want to do. You're in pain, you're weak, and you're out of control. After about 2 weeks, I was slowly beginning to feel like myself again and regain my strength. It was at this time my daughter got hit with a stomach flu. Yep. And guess who got it next? This girl. So for about 3 days, I was out of commission once again. My body was weak and tired. This too passed, and as I rallied to regain my strength and felt like the cloud was lifting, I then got hit with the flu. And not the 5-day version that lifts after a round of antiviral meds. Nope, I got hit with the big one. 7 days of fever and a secondary infection on top of it. That to this day is still affecting me. I know many of you watching this today can relate. Just in my circle alone, the prayer requests are many. Whether it's sickness or dealing with some unexpected pain or hurt, it leaves you empty and at times feeling hopeless. As I've walked through this, I've thought back to the words of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane right before his arrest. He takes Peter, James, and John to watch and pray with him, Mark 14:37. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Jesus is in his final hours, preparing to take on the sins of the world. He is praying earnestly and feeling overwhelmed with sorrow and the weight of what is about to take place. He brings his closest friends with him to watch and pray. They fall asleep. Not just once, but 3 times, Jesus comes back to find them asleep. Why couldn't they stay awake? Their bodies craved rest. Their eyes were weary. The physical ache and desire became a distraction that took over the invitation to pray and seek the Father in those hours with Jesus in the garden. Jesus' words invite us today in our weak conditions. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The enemy is waiting in our suffering to tempt us to doubt. He waits in our pain to tempt us to be afraid. He waits when we are weary and exhausted to move in and distract us away from seeking strength from the Father. Only when we watch and pray in the midst of our weakened flesh and suffering will we find strength and see how God wants to meet us there. That's the truth. If your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak today, you're not alone. Find strength, no matter the struggle, as you watch and pray. I'm Lori Klein.